This is the Hawk Corner for the week of May the 31st to June the 6th.
This is the Hawk Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Hawk Corner, the source for all your MLB needs. I'm Ryan McKenna. And in this episode, we will talk about a perfect game that was, let's say, not so perfect, thanks to Jim Joyce. A couple teams traded away some pitchers, as well as one of baseball's key outfielders and one of the best outfielders of all time retires. Also in this episode, we have a lot of New York Met talk, as well as quite a number of injuries. Thanks for coming along for the ride. This is the Hawk Corner News.
The Hawk Corner News.
One of the sweetest and best-looking swings in the majors has called it a career. Ken Griffey Jr. retired from professional baseball on Thursday, ending an illustrious career. Griffey struggled for most of this season and ended his career with 13 All-Star appearances, 1,836 RBIs, and probably the biggest statistic, the home run column, where he has 630, fifth on the all-time list. Griffey said this in a statement, quote, "While I feel I am still able to make a contribution on the field, and nobody on the Mariners front office has asked me to retire, I told the Mariners when we met prior to the 2009 season and was invited back that I will never allow myself to become a distraction," end quote, said Griffey said. "I feel that without enough occasional starts to be sharper coming off the bench, my continued presence as a player would be an unfair distraction to my teammates and their success as a team and what the ultimate goal should be." A player that is definitely a lock for the Hall of Fame and someone that many players around the league as well as fans will miss. Armando Galarraga was the talk of the week, though. Galarraga was just one out away from having a perfect game until Jim Joyce called a clearly outplay safe. We will post a link on our website here just in case you haven't seen it. Now, Bud Selig, who was asked to reverse the call, said the next day that he will not reverse the call, therefore having many Detroit fans, as this would have been their first perfect game in the history of the Tigers organization, outraged. Jim Joyce was absolutely heartbroken once he knew he had made the wrong call. The two met the next day at home plate to exchange scorecards, and Joyce had quite the emotional encounter with Galarraga whenever they exchanged the lineups. Galarraga did receive a Corvette from the Tigers organization, however, which would be a pretty sweet gift. "We'd like to know your opinion on this play. Should Bud Selig, the commissioner, have reversed that call?" Moving on now to the Baltimore Orioles, and they had to blame somebody for their terrible start to the season, a season in which fans had high expectations for the club. Dave Tremblay was the guy that the Orioles blamed as he was dismissed of his duties last week. Replacing him will be the Orioles' third base coach, Juan Samuel. Entering play Monday, the Orioles sat 21 games back of the first-place Tampa Bay Rays, with a 16-41 record. Shades of the New Jersey Nets. The most highly touted prospect since, well, ever, Steven Strasburg got called up this past week and will make his Major League debut this coming Tuesday. Strasburg will start off against the Pirates. The Nationals sold out that game within 2 hours of the announcement that Strasburg would be starting. Stay tuned to the Hawk Corner next week for results of the game. A couple of trades to tell you about this past week. The Detroit Tigers parted ways with the D-Train, Dontrell Willis. He was dealt to the Arizona Diamondbacks for pitcher Billy Buckner. The Tigers have to pay Willis the remainder of his $12 million salary for this year alone. Willis says he is happy to get a fresh start. In his first start with the D-backs, he did get a 2-1 win over the Rockies. Another trade to tell you about was the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays traded away Dana Evelyn to the Pittsburgh Pirates, going from one great team to the next. Well, I guess the Jays aren't that bad this year. A club looking for a shakeup, the Chicago Cubs decided to send a message earlier this week. Lou Piniella had decided to bench shortstop Ryan Terrio for an indefinite period of time. According to the Chicago Breaking News, this is how Piniella explained the move. Quote, "We're talking about one walk the whole month for Terrio. That's kind of hard to do. We've talked to him about it. He had one extra base hit the whole month. We'll see. I like the energy he brings. I like the way he plays baseball. Unfortunately for us, what we need here is offense. We'll see what happens, but I've got to get people in there that are swinging the bat. That's all. In the meantime, the Cubs will put in Mike Fontenot to replace Terrio." Big Z, Carlos Zambrano, got the nod on Saturday, making a return to the starting rotation for the Cubs. In his first start back, Zambrano pitched 4 1/3 innings, giving up 6 hits and 3 earned runs. He got a decision in that game, and it was not a good one. It was a loss to the Astros, who had won 4 straight at that point. Another team looking for a shakeup, the Pittsburgh Pirates, decided to bench middle infielder Akinori Iwamura, their highest paid player. Iwamura has struggled all year, and the Pirates say they plan to play Neil Walker, who is a former first-round draft pick and is hitting .321 with the Pirates to date this year. The 2010 Major League Baseball entry draft is set to begin tonight. The Washington Nationals will once again get the first overall selection, followed by the Pittsburgh Pirates and then the Baltimore Orioles. All eyes are on phenom Bryce Harper of Nevada, who will be the number one selection this evening. Listen in to next week's show when baseball gurus Adam Connolly and Brandon Sharpiade will join me to recap all the highlights from the draft. That's all for the news. Time now for your injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
Grady Sizemore will likely be done for the year and possibly more after he underwent a microfracture surgery on his left knee Friday. According to NBC Sports, the Indians will likely call up Michael Brantley from their AAA affiliate, where he was hitting .288. This is the second year in a row the Indians have had to sideline their star outfielder. An Oakland A's pitcher, Justin Justin Scherzer is having to undergo hip surgery that will sideline him for the remainder of the 2010 baseball season. He was 2-1 with a 2.89 ERA and 5 starts this year. Gil Mesh is hoping the second time's a charm as he is headed to the DL again. Mesh was placed on the 15-day DL with shoulder bursitis, the reason for his other trip to the disabled list this year. One of the Rangers' top outfielders, Nelson Cruz, was placed on the DL earlier this week with a strained left hamstring. In 34 games, Cruz has 10 home runs and 34 RBIs. Last year seems to have carried over to this year for the New York Mets, as they lost 3 guys this past week to the disabled list. Daniel Murphy was the first victim, as he will miss the rest of the year with knee surgery as he tore his ACL in a rehab start for the Mets' AAA affiliate. Luis Castillo, the Mets' second baseman, will be lost for 15 days with a torn right heel, while Oliver Perez, who nobody wants on their team right now, has been limited to mop-up work, if that, as he was also placed on the DL with tendonitis in his knee. More to follow about Perez in the question of the week. Stay tuned. To wrap up the injury report, Jason Bartlett of the Tampa Bay Rays was placed on the 15-day DL with a hamstring injury. That's it. Time now for our question of the week.
The Hot Corner Question of the Week.
What should the New York Mets do with pitcher and southpaw Oliver Perez? That is the big question that we will try to answer this week. It's going to be difficult to answer, but we're going to give it our best shot. Here we go. The New York Mets are in a difficult position with the struggling southpaw. Perez, who signed a 3-year deal worth $65 million in 2009, is probably one of the most overpaid players and overrated players in Major League Baseball. Now, that is an understatement saying both of those. Perez is 0-3 in 2010 with a 6.28 ERA, and his lack of effort on the field and off the field is making the Mets clubhouse very tired of this ongoing saga. Not knowing what to do with Perez, who was removed from the starting rotation about a month ago and has been limited to mop-up duty, if that, was placed on the disabled list retroactive to June 1st with an injured knee. This move, however, has raised a few eyebrows around Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball's front offices, as they are investigating into Perez's medical records to see if this is an actual injury. Since Perez has a clause in his contract to refuse a demotion to the minors, he has already refused an assignment to the Mets affiliates. I believe the Mets need to look no further than north of the border here in Canada. In a similar situation in which the Toronto Blue Jays had last year. The Jays had a similar situation with Alex Rios, who had struggled off the field with fan issues, and playing-wise, he just wasn't producing. And they finally did what the fans wanted them to do, and released Rios by putting him on waivers. I think this is the best course of action for the Mets, because we all know that nobody's going to want to take that contract of his, same as in the case of Rios. Well, I mean, there is that 2% chance that people might want to take him, but if I was a manager, I wouldn't. So, that's my opinion on Oliver Perez. What's yours? We'd love to hear from you. Give me a shout at ryan.b.mckenna@gmail.com or leave a comment on our website. That's all for this week's Question of the Week. Alright guys, that will just about wrap up our show this week. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Our end song this week is a song in which, if you were staying close with the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, you might have heard this song at before Hockey Night in Canada played Game 3, I believe. It's a new track by Eminem. It's called Not Afraid, and it's on his new record, which is either to be released tomorrow or next Tuesday. I hope you enjoy it, and I also hope to hear you next week as we will have our draft wrap-up. Have a good week, everyone.
The Hawk Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matt McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Engineer, Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst, Adam Conley. See you next week.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's gassed up, everything's stopping me. I'ma be what I set out to be, without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. Knowing fans are bust, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From Infinite down to the last relapse album, he's still shitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been okay, down the same road. Okay, quit playing with the system shit and cut the crap. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, fuck your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. And to the fans, I'll never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed. CD was aired, perhaps I ran them accents into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to black cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling out.